Prepare for launch. The Inertia Force Daily Fantasy Sports Podcast starts now with your host, Manny A.
Yo, what's going on, Force listeners? Thank you so much for joining me today. And it is a beautiful, beautiful Monday. I love it. And before we get into this pod, I just want to give a big round of applause to everybody who was on that money train, baby. That's what we like to see. That's what we like to do. That is why we play DFS, literally just to win, win, win. So congratulations to everybody. I love seeing your posts in the Discord and on social media. Very much appreciated. And what I'm going to talk about today is the quote-unquote term of what money management is, and as well as contest selection and maybe how you should approach the game. I'm going to go over three different ways you can play the game. Obviously, there's a multitude of ways to play, but I think these are the three that I think are probably the best for people to focus on and maybe approach the game. So let's just get started, and we're going to get started with the most reckless type of way to play, but also has the most ceiling and the most profitability, and it is simply doing the entry max. And what I mean by that is actually entering 150 max lineups every night. And a lot of people want to get to that point, and they're not too sure as to how to get there and how to do it. And you know what? I'm going to sit here and tell you guys there actually is a path to doing it, and it's actually not as hard as people think it is. But a lot of it has to do with being able to approach this thing with a very serious mindset and not just, you know, hope every night you're going to hit it big. That's just not how this game works. You can start really cheap. You can do the 25 cent entry maxes. They even have 5 cents now on FanDuel, which is really good for players who want to practice their game theory. I think it's fantastic that they have that there. So props to FanDuel to doing that. I know DraftKings doesn't even do the quarter for 150 max, so they're a little bit different. But how to get to there? So here's the thing. The term money management, people have this thing skewed where you have to manage your money in the game. And it all starts with managing your money outside of the game. I think if you start with that step, you manage things in real life first before you dive into DFS, your experience is going to be a lot less stressful and a lot better. And what I mean by that is, for example, if you want to be a max entry player, look, everybody goes out, they party, they drink, and do whatever. And what do you spend there? $100, $200. And all I'm saying is 99% of people who play DFS have a job, right? And some people, you know, they approach this game like, you know, it's a necessity for money and whatnot. And I don't think you should be playing if that's the whole goal here. You need to approach this thing as an investment. And let's just say, for example, after paying your bills and paying your insurance and the mortgage and having some miscellany money to go spend with the wife or the woman, the lady, whatever you name it, the hubby, say you have $600 left over at the end of the month, you know, my suggestion would be is take $100 or $200, put that into FanDuel or DraftKings, and do that every month. Every month, win or lose, you're putting that money into the DraftKings account or FanDuel account. Now, the reason why I say that is because, number one, you approach the game a lot differently, knowing you're investing yourself monthly, knowing the fact that, you know, this is your hard-earned money. And a lot of people have it, a misconception of managing the money within the game. But the problem is, if you're managing just your winnings, a lot of the times people get reckless and they just do all-ins and foolish things like that. This game isn't very nice when you do that. You need to be patient and diligent, and you need to be smart with the way you play. So if you want to get to the point of being able to play the $4 or the $7, the $6 entry maxes, this is how you do it. The best way to grow your bankroll is to inject money into it. And it's not just hoping you're going to win some tournament. So obviously for people who want to play 150 max, that's my suggestion. You know, if you're going to spend 200, 300 bucks anyways, partying hard on the weekend, you know what? Stay in that weekend, just the one weekend, slam that money into DraftKings. And don't play any differently until you have your game theory down correctly. Play those 25 cents max entry tourneys on FanDuel and the 5 cents until you start getting into this rhythm and you really start feeling confident into in your own abilities of how to spread the ownership when you're making your max entry lineups. You know, once you're able to pass that plateau, now you can use the money you've injected into your account. And even if it's $500 or $600 or even a grand, that's still enough money to, you know, start entering a beanball tournament, a $2.22. You know, you can max entry that one, and now you can win $2,000 or sometimes it's $5,000, depending how big they make them. And then you can transition into bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. But never stop, you know, injecting money into it, because a lot of thing with money management is, you know, you need to, you know, spend to play the game. And unless you're an extremely patient person, which I will talk about later, you know, you really do have to play a risky game to be able to grow this thing at a rapid rate, right? Not at a safe rate or reserved pace. This is the fastest route to inflating your bankroll. It's literally injecting money into it, right? Just like anything in life, you invest into something. The more you invest, the more you return, right? It's basic math. It's just the basics of life. It's how it is. Now, the second way is playing the patience game, right? And it's playing, you know, a lot less reckless and a lot more reserved. And literally, you're managing the money within the game. Now, what I mean by that is now you're no longer depending on injecting money from your external sources of income. You've injected money only once, and your goal is to play with that money and slowly grow it. Now, this is a very slow process. It's profitable. I'm not going to say it's not. Is it the quickest way to make your money? Absolutely not. I'll be the first person to tell you it is not a quick way to make money. And if you plan on making thousands, this is not the way you're going to do it. You're going to have to take some risks in order to grow it that fast. But the way to play this method is very simple. It's very reserved. Here we'll do an example. Say you bought in with $100, and you know that's your budget, and you don't want to spend more. And if you lose it, that's it. You're not buying in again. So now you have this mindset of you can't lose, you don't want to lose. So my suggestion is this: play $25 of that, okay? 15 of those dollars you can play in 50-50s or head-to-heads. I prefer head-to-heads because in head-to-heads you can build a database over time, even if it's a dollar head-to-head, and you can start getting percentages of your win and loss rates versus those players. And it's a good way to, you know, kind of keep track of who's kicking your ass and who isn't kicking your ass. But other than that, you know, you play that 70% of your daily bankroll into cash games or double ups, and then the rest you can put into a multiplier. And the reason I say multiplier is because, you know, if you play a triple up, that's actually a really good haul for your bankroll. It's a nice little boost as opposed to slapping $5 in a GPP. It's just not that safe, I guess you could say, for this method of playing. My suggestion would be, if you still want to have a little bit of action on the GPP side, join the 100 mans on FanDuel or DraftKings. They're a good way to face a weaker field. And, you know, say you go in $25, you can still win $100 or whatever. So that's a really good way to give your bankroll a boost. But the biggest thing is the patience game here. A lot of people struggle with patience, and I'm one of them, right? Like, let's just say you stick to it for 2 weeks, and you started with $100, right? And within 2 weeks, now you're up to, we'll say, $300, $400. And you're feeling really good. You're like, okay, I'm going to enter, you know, $100 in tournaments, and then I'm going to play it safe and play $100 in 50-50s. A lot of people, you forget the fact that we don't win every day. This is a very tough sport. There was no such thing as long losing streaks 4 or 5 years ago. Now they're very common because the sport is just so, it's such a volatile thing now these days that it's a lot tougher to just stay hot the whole time. And for that reason, you know, the moment you lose your discipline and your patience playing this method of money management within the game, you falter. And so we'll go back and say you do play those $200, right? So now you don't cash that. And now you've gone from your $400 to $200, and you've essentially only made $100 in 2 weeks. So you have to really, really, really be patient with the game. And honestly, to get to a bankroll where you want to be happy, to be able to play other forms of DFS, like multi-entry or high-dollar single-entry, it's probably going to take you a good 6 months of grinding with $100 to get up to, you know, a couple grand or a little more. It just depends how good you are. And it's a tough pill to swallow, but if you're okay with the slow game, it's not bad. And really, I know lots of guys that have made 50 grand in a season playing this method. You know, they just gradually play higher end dollar head-to-heads or three-mans. But it is a grind, and it is very slow. And if you're like me, who the patience isn't always there, then I got method number three. Now, method number three is my way. I call it the force way, and basically what that means is it's a little bit of both worlds, but it requires a little bit higher bankroll. But like I said, everybody has a job. 99% of these players in DFS have a job, and just put some money aside. You know, any money you have left over, put all of it, put half of it, inject it into here, into FanDuel, into DraftKings, and, you know, give it a boost. And don't worry about that money, because you got to remember, it's extra money you're putting away. Win or lose, it is not money you need. And that is such a key thing here. Do not play with money you need. If you're playing with grocery money, get out of here. Stop listening to this podcast, because I hate people who play like that. It is an unsurmountable amount of stress that is not necessary for the brain or for your family, whoever it may be. You have to take this as a serious business and invest in it, and it will project in the long run to be profitable if you do it correctly. So back to the force method, and what that is playing high dollar single entries. A lot of people who are listening to this pod or in my Discord or are signed up to a membership on inertiaforcesports.com, they know I am a single entry player. And what that means is I focus all of my information on one entry, and I play the field in single entry high dollar. And the reason I do that is because, for example, this weekend, I played the bean ball. You know, I'll enter all the multi-entry tournaments just once, and then I'll enter all the high dollar tournaments. And here's the biggest thing. In high dollar, you're essentially playing cash lines with one or two ownership pivots. That's kind of basically going to differentiate yourself from winning it or not winning it. It's a lot different as opposed to max entry GPPs. The winning score is substantially lower. And a prime example of that is, as I was saying last night, in the bean ball, 232 scored $15. And I forget how many players were in there.
But all I know is it only got me $15 on a $2 entry, or $2.22 entry. Now, on the $222 entry, okay, that netted me $3,000. So there's a massive difference, okay? Because $3,000, or even $5,000, I was very close to the $5,000, by the way. It was like, I think, a point or two. That little difference, you know, is a ginormous gap in massive multi-entry tournaments. That score, you know, $15 compared to $3,000. In order for me to get $3,000 in that tournament, that means I would have had to win the beanball. And I think it was something like 260 or 250. I was nowhere near it. Now, the thing is, obviously, the entry fee is substantially much more enormous, right? Like, it's not even 10 times. It's 100 times more for an entry fee to enter that. You're playing against less people, and you're playing against all pros. Let's not forget, I'm not saying it's easier by any means. I'm just saying the probability of you cashing at a higher dollar is a lot better in terms of where you place in the tournament. And for me, I love it because I'm an ownership guy and I try to force certain players that I like that are going to be very low owned but have an extremely good projection into something that might be somewhat chalky, but it gives you protection from the player. But the other way you can also do, that includes the force op, like just the force way that I call, is you can do it at a lower budget. And by what I mean by that is, instead of playing, you know, these high dollar single entries and you only have $100, I would suggest either playing a bunch of three mans, which is good, because if you do the math, really, if you play, say, three mans, you technically, to almost break even, only need to win one of them if you're playing different opponents, right? So it's kind of a good way to give yourself a little bit of house odds, I guess you could almost say. And if you do that in a mass scale of 30 games, or 30 three mans, you know, you only need to win 2/3 of those, and you're in mega profit. Not even. You can win half, and you're fine. The other way is entering the 100-mans on FanDuel or DraftKings. There's $10, $5, and the $1 and $2. And those as well, I feel like the level of competition is substantially lower. Obviously, all the big players don't play in there. That's not their interest. They're there to win $100K. They don't care to win $100. So it's a very good way to boost your bankroll quickly playing those tournaments, because, you know, the $10 100-mans still give you $250. Like, that is a serious return. Like, it's $250, but it's a big return when you really think about it. And I think that's where I draw the line, where I differentiate myself from other pro players. I've accepted the fact that I'm not going to win 100K, okay? I've accepted the fact that players like Chipotle, Papa Gates, Osimo, Love Bases, these guys, they make an average of 200 to 350K per month, right? But that's because they're playing with an outrageous amount of money. They're taking an outrageous amount of risk, and they also have the bankroll now to take a unsurmountable amount of losses without being affected. My way, it's a little different. I've accepted the most I can make is probably 30 to 50 grand a month, which is a hell of a lot lower than what those guys can make, but I'm happy with that. I'm okay with that. Will I eventually transition into 150 max? Maybe. I don't think it's... I don't want to really go venture into it as long as this is working, and it's working and I love it. You know, don't get too greedy, guys. Like, you know, if you're making 30K a month, don't scoff at that. Okay. Like, Jesus, let's be appreciative of that. So it's, you have to put your ceiling and your expectation at a real limit. And the moment you leave that goal there, be satisfied with it. And, you know, later, you can try and exceed that goal. Obviously, the goal is to always grow and get better. But I can't stress enough what the term money management is. And before I finish this pod, I want to make sure everybody really realizes what that means. For me, money management is literally managing the money outside of DFS before you play DFS. Okay, the moment you do that, the game isn't stressful. You're not as pissed off. You're not yelling. You're not within your head, and you play the game so much better because now you're playing stress-free. You're really analyzing your own data, your own information. And it's just very liberating to play like that. Just put some money away, guys, because I really do think it's the best way to play. Playing within the confinements of the money you have in your account, knowing that you don't plan on putting more money in there, is an extremely stressful situation to be in. And it's a long, long process. So even if it's $50 a month you can put in there, you know, you got to start somewhere. I know everybody can do that. Anybody who's playing DFS, okay, can definitely, I know for a fact, put in $50 to $100. If you're playing that and you're willing to gamble that money away, win or lose, I know you have the ability to put extra money in there. You know, don't drink your face off for one weekend or something. You'll be fine. But if the other reasons are you need it for necessity, I can't stress enough, don't do it. This game is too cruel, and I would hate for anybody to, you know, not be able to pay something in real life because they thought, you know, whoever the content provider would be would provide a winning line, and then it's not a winning line. That's a recipe for disaster. We need to understand that winning in DFS is very, very difficult. And it's even harder if you're only playing 1 to 3 lines per day. And anybody who has any sort of success doing that is doing something right. So all I'm saying is I can't stress enough, money management outside of the game of DFS is priority. The moment you do that, the rest is gravy. It is gravy, gravy, gravy. So I hope this really helped everybody. If you have any other questions, ask me on Discord. I tried to keep this as short as I could, but to the point. And make sure to follow me at InertiaForce DFS on Twitter. My Twitch is going to be starting very, very soon. I'm excited about that. I'll be doing some giveaways. I'm not too sure if it's going to be on Tuesday now because I'm still waiting on some of the products to come in that will be part of the giveaways. So I'm super pumped about that. But yeah, thank you so, so much for listening. Make sure to ask me any question that you need to ask me on Discord. I'm very active on there. If you're not part of the Discord, go to nurse4sports.com and you can click on the social tab and you will find it there. As well, I believe there's widgets that you can just click and they will open up Twitter, YouTube, Twitch, and whatever it is you want to follow me on. Everything is very accessible. And again, thank you so, so much for listening. All of your listens are very much appreciated. And may the sports be with you guys. And I will talk to you later. Peace. We'll be right back.